Nidorim, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Arbo'o Nidorim Hitiru Chachomim. When we say Hitiru Chachom, there are four types of Nidorim that the Chachom were matir. All Nidorim are subject to HaTorah. Ayideh Bezn, Ayideh Yochid Mumcha. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem later on how that process works. What we're talking about over here is something that does not need HaTorah. There are four types of Nidorim where we don't see that the making of the neder was valid, and the neder kishal atzma is batal. Now it's important to point out that these are types of nedarim, the takanat chal, but midrabbanon one should not make the neder. It's not an issa deraisa, and he's not mevatel anything by making the neder, and it's not chal. If it's not chal, it's not chal. But since the Torah says lo yachil dvoroi, that a person's word has to be taken seriously, the basis of parshas nedarim is that whatever a person says has weight, has a chaymer. So lo yachal dvori also means the Gemara dashens lo yase dvor of chulin. It shouldn't treat his words lightly. Shouldn't be make a roish b'nedarim. So memela, these types of nedarim should not be made. We'll see a case where under duress a person is allowed to make such a neder, even lechatchila, because it's not going to be chal in the first place. But generally speaking, a person should not make nedarim even if they're not chal. And that's what we had also in the first perek, that even though a neder is not chal on a dov shein be mamish, but midrabbonon, again, kidesh lo yakilu bin nedarim, so Chazal asked that as well. What are the four types in nedarim that don't need hatorah because they're not chal? Nidre ziruzin, nidre havai, nidre shkogois, v'nidre anosim. Now the Mishnah is going to delineate and explain these four types in nedarim. Nidre ziruzin ketzad. Ziruzin obviously is a lashon of zirus, where a person is making a neder. The basic idea is, in order to be mizara is a process. So look how the Mishnah says the case. Hayamaycha chefetz, Ruvain is selling a chefetz to Shimon. Va'oma koinum sheni poiches lachom in asela. The moicher insists that he's not lowering the price. We're talking about two people that are trying to get their way. So again, a person gets excited and he wants to insist on something and he wants to make his point. He'll make a neder. By us, it's not so common. But that was the halach yelach was to make a neder mitoich, trying to make a point. So the moicher says, I'm not lowering the price more than a selah. And the way he does it is, he says it as a neder. Now it's clear that a neder can't be chal if a person says, I'm not going to do a certain pu'ula, because that's his asking a pu'ula. A neder has to be chal in his chefetz. So what's missing over here, the Gemara explains, is he makes the neder koinum. There's words over here that are missing. Let's say he coined him, he made on himself that he's assuring his house on himself by no. I'm not going to walk through the front door of my house. I'm assuring my house or lie bihano if I go down in price from a seller. The halo omar, the customer obviously is insisting on his end. Coined him, he assures his own house. Sheini moisu l'chol ha-shekel. A shekel is half of a seller. A seller is 4 dinarim. A shekel is 2 dinarim. No, he says 4, he says 2. So we all know, that's the script. What's the real price? The price is in between. So Shneim writes in the Mishnah, says, B'shloj dinorim, Avada, the real price is 3. That's what they meant. Everybody has to do their thing and play their part. So he said kach, they really don't mean it. So this neder wasn't made with an ernstkeit for the issur. It was made just to make a point. So what the Gemara calls is that this is a neder that's missing in piv v'libo shoven. He said one thing, and it should be chal, but l'maisa, his das was not on the neder itself. So that makes that the neder is not chal. This is not a charota or a pesach, where if I would have known, I changed my mind, etc., which is grounds to be mafkia, to be oikir the neder. You don't need an akira, because over here it wasn't piv v'libo shoven in the first place. Now, Pivli Bishoven is a concept that's unique in Nedarim. It shouldn't be true lefi the klal of kol ha-tarikulo of dvarim shebalev lehabedvarim. Namal, if a person says something, he might be thinking otherwise. A person sells his house. He's thinking kach v'kach, unless it's beliboy belev kol odom, that it's something unspoken, but it's clear, then that becomes the context of the way he's selling his house. The fact that he had cheshbon is why and how he's selling his house, what's the difference? He sold the house, he signed the contract, done. Over here also, l'cher, once you said it, you said it. No, nidorim, since it's chal bedibur, Dibur and Lev are already not so far away from each other. So Dvarim that are Chal B'Dibur have to be consistent with the Dvarim Shebelev. It's different than any Maisa. Maisa and Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev Lehavei Dvarim. But something which is Chal B'Dibur, if the Lev is not with it, is the way the Rishonim explain. Over there we are Hoylech Basel Kavonis HaLev, and the Neder is not Chal. He's most of another oifin with Nidhi Zeruzin. He wants to be Madhuris Khaveroi. Sheyoichal Etzloi, he's trying to be Mizaris, his friend. He's trying to invite somebody for a meal. Gemara says that people didn't stop eat meals by other people. It was a statement about who you're willing to eat by, who you're willing to be nena by and not. The Gemara says the Marshal, Rapinchas Ben Yor, his Madregan Avoidis Hashem, is that he didn't eat a suda by anybody. He never ate by anybody else. He was completely independent. He served and he was nana only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a statement. A person doesn't want to eat by somebody else, and the prospective balabos is trying to be mizarizim. So there would be some type of mahalach where he would be madr hanomi chaveroi. If you don't eat by me, then I'm madr hano from you. And that he wouldn't want to do. So that would be mizariz, the prospective guest to come. Now the words over here in the Mishnah are a little bit missing. It's where the Rav says chsur mechsur v'alkatoni. There's one din of haroitza sheyecho chaveri etzloi, and yena is being mesarev umadiroi. So it's clear he didn't mean the neder. He meant only the zeros, the pressure. So it's nidrei zuzinhun. It's not kal. And then the Mishnah sticks in another statement. If somebody wants, the way the Rav quotes it, Horoitza shalo yuskaimu nidarv kol hashana. Like we're saying, nidarv is not a kosher zach, really, to be noider, nidre ksheru, nidre rishoyim. Betzim, it's a negative type of thing. So the Mishnah is saying over here a totally different halacha. If a person wants to make that his nidarv should not be chal, that even when he gets passionate about something and he makes an exclamation as a neder, but he doesn't want to be chalila nichshol ba'avoyin nidorim, so it shouldn't be chal. So what he does is like this. He makes a declaration, and he says, kol neder shani osid lidorhu bottle. Any neder which I'm going to make is bottle. Ubulvad she'ezochu b'shas ha'neder. A person could make a pre-planned declaration that all his nidorim is moysim moidor, that all his nidorim should not be chal. The Lashon of the Braisa that the Gemara quotes is that a person makes this declaration, this Mesiris Medor, Yamid Berosh Hashanah V'yoymar, Kol Neder Shani Osir Lidor, this year, Yehei Botel. Now, it doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. This idea could be true even if it's in the middle of Shvat. But from the fact that Chazal saw fit to make the right time for such a declaration on Rosh Hashanah tells us something very interesting. That the time for a person to Shtel Avek, not to be Oivir Nidorim, is Rosh Hashanah time. And this, of course, is the famous Makar, Ta'atoros Nidorim, that we make an Erev Rosh Hashanah. And here's where the Ran has an Arichus Dvarim on the Halacha of the Ha'atoros Nidorim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, and, of course, the Tefillah of Kol Nidre that we say Lel Yom Kippur. So let's understand what the Mishnah is telling us. That he can make a declaration, that's clear in the Mishnah. Ubelvad, the Mishnah points out, She'ezochu b'shas ha'neder. What does this mean? The Fida Gersa that we have in front of us, and this is the way Rava and the Gemara explains it, the Shaila had a Paskin Lalocha, but Rava holds that when a person makes a neder, very often a person in the middle of the year could get all heated up about something in an angry minute or a passionate moment, so he says a declaration to somebody, I'm asking you, I'm asking myself, he doesn't really mean it. What's the litmus test of whether he doesn't mean it? He knows b'shas ma'isa that he already made a verbal declaration that his nedarim should not be chal. So now when he's saying it, it's really the same type of idea of not being pivoli b'shav, which is why this is in the mission of nidei zeruzin. The point is that mentally he doesn't want the neder, verbally he said the neder. So what he's doing is he made a neder b'peh. But Beliba, he doesn't really want the nether. Hare, he already was Megaladas. He was already Moisimedo. He doesn't want the nether. This is the way Rava says in the Gemara. Abaye Tainis Faker. And you can hear both Stodim. Abaye Tainis. If the Noider Bishas the nether remembers that he was Moisimedo beforehand in the previous Rosh Hashanah. So obviously he's taking in mind that he doesn't want Nedar. And over here he's being Oikir that. He's changing his mind. And over here he's making a nether. Faket. The way to read the Mishnah is not bulvad shei zocher, bulvad shelo yehi zocher b'shas haneder. This is the way Abaya learns that if he doesn't remember, so then we say, ah, he doesn't really want the neder. His real das is what he was ma'isim ador 3 months ago, that he doesn't want to make nedarim. Now he lost himself, but he said it. He didn't really mean it. But if he remembers the pshat, I remember. Vafilu hochi, I want the neder to be chal anyways. Which is what lamashul. Let's say when a person wants to be mekabel tainis during the year, the understanding is, and we speak this out by Torah and Dorim, is that even though we're being ma'isim ador, that our nedarim should not be chal. They should all be botl mevutl. We say that after the lashon of Atoros and Dorim, which three people have to answer, mutlach, 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 after that we're moisim moido. The chelik that the person who's standing says back to the three people who are sitting is hareni moisim moido lefunechem, that all my nedarim should be betel mevutolin, lo shrir and lo kayom mikano lahabo. That's the machlok sabayev v'rov. And again, the shal exactly had a paskin. But that's the basic idea over here in this Mishnah. Now, what the Ran has in Arichus Dvar is on Tfilas Kol Nidre. What exactly are we doing by Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is an ancient minig. You don't find it in Chazal, but it goes back to the Tkufas HaGoyinim. The Rishonim already discussed what the meaning is. We say Kol Nidre, and really what it is, the Ran, Taisvis, Shem Rabbeinu Tam, understand that what it is it's a Gilui Das, that Mikan Ve'elech, we don't want to be Nichshol B'Nedarim. Now, why do we say it on Yom Kippur? So the Rishonim explain, because that's when the Olam is in Shul. There is, by the way, a Shita we mentioned before, that this Mesiris Medar works anytime. Just the Mishnah happens to say Rosh Hashanah. There is, the Shita Mechubetzes does bring a Deya Mechudeshes, that Mesiris Medar doesn't work the rest of the year. We assume that he's not really being Mesiris Medar. It's only when he says Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where a person is Bishas Yimei Hadin, so he's serious, so then you take him seriously. The rest of the year not. So Rishonim understand that Kol Nidre is a Mesiras Moido Mikan Ve'elech. And that would stem with the Nusach that some have in the Kol Nidre. Yom Kippurim Ze Ad Yom Kippurim Abo Leinu L'Toivu. Other Rishonim, that by the way, the first Shita is the Ran. The other Shita, which is the Rosh, and both are brought La'alocha, is that the right Nusach to say by Kol Nidre is Yom Kippurim She'ovar Ad Yom Kippurim Ze. It's a bitl. It's a heter nedarim on all nedarim that were on the tzibur from the last year. We're moisim moedah. What we're doing is we're declaring, and the chazan with the tzibur is declaring the mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Are you saying kol nedre three times? That's why we say it three times. Same way we say the lashon of mutalach by atos nedarim three times. And others have the meaning to put both together. To say miyem kippurim shav ad yem kippurim zeh. Yom Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yom Kippurim Abol Leinu L'Toivah. That's the rate of the Rishonim. Mishnah Beis, Nidre Havai, the second type of neder where it doesn't need Hatorah, because the neder was never Chal, it wasn't Pivli B'Shovin, is Nidre Havai. Havai is a Lashon of Shtusim, like Hevel. Havai is another way of saying nothingness. So what we're talking about is somebody who made a neder in the context of saying something foolish, saying something which is clearly not Emes. So he didn't really mean the neder, he meant to make his point. Very often when people insist on something forcefully, it's because there's nothing, it's not real. That's what's happening over here. Look at the case. Koinim, person makes a koinim, and again, what he's assuring his house, his bread, his wife, his bank account, whatever it is. Koinim, I'm not going to walk through the door of my house. I'm assuring, rather, it's chal l'chefetz. I'm assuring my house, olay ba'ano. Im lo reisi b'derech hazak yoytzi mitzayim. If I didn't see walking down this road yesterday, 600,000 people. Now, you and I both know there weren't 600,000 people. There was a big crowd. There was 2,000 or 3,000 people. There's a way of exaggerating. It's havai, shtusim. But the way he expresses himself, he doesn't really mean the neder. It's just his way of saying something in a more passionate way. Another example, I saw a snake the size of a press. 30-foot tall snake. You didn't see it. You're not in the jungles in South America. You didn't meet up with the 30-feet snake. So what are you saying? You're being megazim. Nidresh gogois is the third type of neder where it's not pivoli b'shovin. This is something a little bit more interesting. He's insisting that he did eat or he didn't eat. He says, I had nothing to eat yesterday. If I did have something to eat yesterday, I'm making a neder that I'm asking my house up by no. What is he doing? He's just insisting to make his point in conversation with somebody. So what happens, Taka, if he was insistent, then he realized he made a mistake. He makes a neder, he insists that he won't eat. If he does eat, then he's asking his house by no. What he's doing is he's exclaiming that he doesn't want to eat. And then he forgets and he does eat. Omar koinim ishti nenesli shugon veskisi. Vishik says, when he asks his wife bahanom him from his nechosim, he says, she stole my money, she hit my son. V'noy deshaloy hikatu, v'noy deshaloy ginavatu. All these things are a mistake. Ro oysen oichlum te'enim. V'omar hare aleichem korbon. V'nimtzu ove ve'echov. He sees somebody eating from his field, and he wants to ask for a banos. He screams down the road, those te'enim alecha k'korban. Then he comes a little closer. Oi, he sees his father's brother. Avadi wants his father's brother to be nenim in a chosov. Avadi wouldn't have done it. So the whole thing was a mistake. V'hoyu imoyin acherim. K'shalazma, that neder would become bottled. The last knetch in the Mishnah is, what happens if it's taka somebody who was a shogi, it was a mistake, it wouldn't have been noida. But there's also v'hoi moyen acherim. There's also somebody else. Klape yenu, avad he would want to ask her. V'shame emim hein mutar mashri moyen asurim. We're not in the spall. The chelik which is a shogi, nidrish gogin, are not chal. The chelik which is not a shogi, is yechal. V'sil loim menaya klal, elu ve'elu mutarim. This is what the Gemara calls neder shehuta miktsos uta kuloi. He sees down the road, he's making a mistake. The decision to aser whoever's eating, to aser those to enim on whoever's eating, is based fundamentally on a mistake. But there's a chelik of it that he would have done anyways. So Memela Beisil holds that we look at the whole das hanoider as a mistake. The whole thing is pivotally b'shoven, the neder shehuta miktsos uta kuloi. Now, we do have this klal also when Chochom is oiker a neder. Since what he's doing is rendering the neder a toys, so then if a person made a neder asking two things and he was matir al yidei charoto by a chochom, the chochom was oiker the neder, neder shu'ut miktsos u'ut kuloi. Over here, it's a machlokes b'shama and b'sil. There's one point of clarification to make over here. L'chayre shouldn't be bottle miktsosoi. He screams down the road, korbon yehei te'enim elu al kulchem. So, who's the kulchem? The kulchem is whoever he has in mind. The machlokes over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only where he's maskim that he would have said, he would have said it differently, he wouldn't have said kulchem. He would have said that the te'enim that are being eaten are kikorban on Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and he would have left out other people. He wouldn't have said kolchem. So then you look at the neder as being made in its present form, betois, and it's a nidrish gogin, and Mamela, that's why you don't need hatara. Mashenkin, if you say the word, he said he would have said the word kolchem, except the kolchem would have been obvious. It wouldn't have included, in his mind, it wouldn't have included his father and his brother. So then it's the same neder. It's just, it needs a reinterpretation based on who's actually Bechlal the Neder, who's actually not Bechlal the Neder. That's not Neder Shud Mekhtzasa. That would be Chal.